At this point, we'll call meeting order, and item number two on the agenda is roll call. Mr. Fry.
Howard Anderson. James Turner.
Here.
James Enzo. Sandy Carmel.
Here.
Here.
Jim Morgan. Beth Thompson. Chad Nelson.
Here.
Jason Stevens.
Here.
Dan Holliday.
Here.
Patrick Lighty.
Here.
Phil Dinges.
Here.
Terry Porter. Ralph Klein.
Here.
Katrina Keith.
Here.
Kenneth Atkins.
Here.
Robert Paisley.
Here.
Don Vibes.
Here.
Shane Dillon. Paul Davis.
Here.
Eric Chaney. Nikki Smith. Stephen Gilmore. Phil Grubb.
Here.
Michael Grady.
Here.
Robert Carpenter.
Here.
Ron Simpson.
Here.
Phil Diggs.
Here.
Ron Fields.
Here.
Andy Skidmore. Tom Smith. Greg Bailey. Robert Pennington. Barry Keller. Elwood Tim. Rob Watson. Jack Marchbanks. Max Francis. Scott Thompson. Ray Thomas. Mark Bryant. Amanda Spencer. Darren Eldridge. Steve Ross. Thomas Witt.
Here.
Matt Mance. Brett Brown.
Here.
And you didn't get that department, yeah. You get her.
I got it.
Okay. Item number three, motion to approve minutes from previous meeting, December 6, 2018, as distributed, they were electronically distributed this past week.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, is there a second?
Second.
Been properly moved in second to approve the message, any further discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold no.
Aye.
Number four, Kyle with sub-allocated funds. Round six applications update. Chris Childs, Executive Director, will bring us that information.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. So just as a reminder, the sub-allocated funds that we're talking about, these are funds that get sent from the Federal Highway Administration to state, and then from the state, it's further sub-allocated down to Tioga. So this is our own internal grant funding opportunities that we have. So the projects that will be in front of you, for all of your, our local elected officials and development folks especially, these are grant funds that we, in coordination with our state DOTs and Federal Highway Administration, dole out and administer. So if you have a project, the great thing about these funds are you don't have to call DOH or ODOT or KYTC. You can call us. You can call me on my cell phone or Terry or Salim or whoever, and you can talk it through. We can work with you. We're flexible. We are in a unique position of having more money available than we have applications right now. So we are in a unique position of actually having to go out and try to drum up applications and develop projects. We would love to be in a position one day where our region is thriving so much that we've got more applications to come in than we have money available. We've actually got to go through your typical grant application selection process. So right now, you've got the funding, or you've got the match, I should say, and it's an eligible project, we've got the money. So just keep that in mind as we're heading going through all these. So the sheet in your packet that we're referring to looks like this. The state of Kentucky is the golden star for today. All of the projects here on the front, these are all of our Kentucky projects. The sub-allocated funds for each state are about separate. So Kentucky has their pot, Ohio has their pot, and West Virginia has their pot, and that is based on population. So these are all of our Kentucky projects. And on the back, we've got West Virginia, Ohio, 620 for West Virginia, Ohio right now. We had just a sponsor description and then total fund information there as well. So, along with that, the next thing in your packet is this blue resolution. So, for West Virginia and Ohio, doesn't need a resolution, but Kentucky does. So this resolution just says that the policy committee approves these Kentucky projects, approves using the money for these Kentucky projects. So we only have it for Kentucky. We love all the 50 for this KYCC requirement.
And that is resolution number 2019-007.
Mr. Chairman, I make a recommendation to approve or a motion to approve the Kentucky project with the exception of a precursor on the Greenup project number 11, that it be coordinated with the judge's office or the transportation committee in Kentucky before it moves forward to funding.
You heard that.
I second the motion.
To move, as you heard it, to approve with that precursor on number 11. And second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The resolution is adopted. Number five on our agenda today is Executive Director's Report for Chris Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So first thing on the executive director's report is all of the mission, going back to the sub-allocated funds, which was this sheet here. This is for round six. So you may be thinking to yourself, what about round five? So that those applications were due and approved last May at our meeting. Those were more West Virginia-centric with a couple Kentucky and Ohio. So those are still moving through the process up at the state. We should hopefully have a letter from the state and a notice to proceed to follow imminently. And those projects should be ready to go out to bid very soon. We are optimistic. The next thing on our list was to bring to your all's attention, especially for our Ohio friends, I'm sure you're already familiar, but Governor DeWine has proposed a 18-cent gas tax increase for Ohio. Of course, here in West Virginia, we had the vote bond referendum 2 years ago that included a gas tax increase and some other fee increases. So Ohio is in a similar situation with their state DOT budget. The governor is proposing a gas tax increase. From Cuyahoga's standpoint, we are a member of the statewide for Ohio, the Ohio Association of Regional Councils. Or OR, add another acronym there for your enjoyment. So OR is all of the NGOs, all the transportation planning agencies, and regional councils from across the state. So not only Cuyahoga or Forest County, but you've got OBRDC, Buckeye Hills, Morphe, which is the Columbus area, OKI, which is the Cincinnati area, NOAACA, which is the Cleveland area, Youngstown, the whole Quebec, are all members of this association. And this association, we have come out in support of the proposed gas tax increase. I've got a couple copies that I want to share with some of our Ohio folks at the media of that letter that the OR president had sent, affirming OR support of the gas tax increase. And OR has also been a coalition partner with one of the organizations in Ohio called Fix Our Roads in Ohio or For Ohio. So if you are familiar with that, that's really pushing for additional money for transportation projects. We have submitted a list to ODOT of projects in our area that would be impacted by that funding, and you could probably get a testing bypass was number one on that list. So we're still moving forward looking for funding for that work. So I would encourage any of you all in Ohio to contact your representatives from your state legislators to show your support for that. Next up, possible changes to bylaws regarding quorums. So currently in our bylaws, it says that we have to have a third of the policy committee present to constitute a quorum. There's on paper, there's 41 spots or board positions 14 folks here to constitute a quorum. There has been times that's been tough to get. There's a special meeting that we've got to schedule at the last minute, or this or that, or they schedule this conflict, whatever it may be. That has been an issue in the past where some of y'all got phone calls from me that morning saying, hey, we can't get a quorum, can we use you as a proxy vote? So based on the executive committee's discussion earlier this morning, and their recommendation would be to amend the bylaws to say that a quorum will just be a majority of those in attendance, assuming that at least one person from all three states are there. So we could have a meeting with just Ohio, Kentucky, or just West Virginia, Kentucky, or just West Virginia, Ohio. So assuming you've got one representative from each state there, but other than that, the quorum will be a majority of those present. So if you all have any thoughts or revisions or concerns to that, please come up and talk with me afterwards. We can either try to do that in our April meeting or wait until the beginning of next year to make an amendment to the bylaws. You've got to have a majority of the committee present. That means we have to have 21 folks here. So we can only do that when we knew we were going to have a good attendance at the meeting. And usually our next meeting in April is a good attendance. That would be our only thought there. The last for transportation performance management requirements. This is just something I wanted to mention. This is not in your packet because I saved you all the trouble. This is an example of the sheet that we're talking about, though. So those of you with the DOT, the Federal Highway, know what this sheet is. The rest of you are probably like, what the hell is that? I did you all a favor by not including that in your packet. I'm happy to give it if you would like. So I want to just mention that we do have some additional performance targets, performance measures that we'll be working with our three states to meet those goals. So that is ongoing.
review a little bit, the streamline stuff, number on page 2019, that 008. Resolution 2019-009, that's the Kentucky requirement resolution, and then this, that's in the report. I will entertain a motion to adopt all three of those at once.
Motion to adopt.
So moved, second, and moved to second. Further discussion? Anyone understand it? No. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, no. Yeah, if you want to read this and get back to us, we'll be here sometime, so be sure to, we'll have to quit. It's amazing what it takes, and the staff is so adept to doing their job well. If I could just learn all the acronyms in 1 year, I'd be pissed at that. But kudos to you guys who work here. You do a marvelous job just to understand the language. Now, please hold on. Mr. Bergman, are you with us? Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
That's fine. We're going to have questions on these projects as I roll through them. Mr. Bergman's on the phone. We can ask some questions. Lawrence County sent you 52 interchange justification, Walmart Way Green Tea intersection improvements, and Charlie Creek intersection safety. Those three items, Lawrence, I think they're all Lawrence County. Are there any questions for Mr. Bergman? Hearing none, we want to thank you for putting up with it for the time that you've had to sit down with us.
Thank you for including me.
Okay, thank you. Sandusky Road Study, County Road 1, County Route 1, I guess, Road 1, County Road 15, EC 18, Matt Shellhorse, are you on here? No, ma'am. You have any questions that Chris might answer? He knows all about all this. Okay. Ohio River Bridge Crossing Study, 2 year study. Any questions about that? We approved that by last spring.
Can it not be sped up any? Can it not be sped up any 2 years, long time before we could even consider doing anything?
2 years is just like an infant,
according to how old you are.
Yeah.
Seriously, it is a bit.
Dr. Davis, it takes more than one year and 10 months on my seat. That's what I can say.
When will that say before? End of this fiscal year. So, first you mean the fiscal year.
The 2020.
The state safety study for Campbell Wayne County, 2 year study. Burgess and Knoxville handled that. Fifth Street West Bridge study. Where is that at this point?
This is Dennis Simpson from AECOM.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Fifth Street. We've just gotten started on that study. We'll be back in April with a lot more information, but we just started gathering information and pulling together alternatives.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Arlington Park Mobility Study, DAI Sub. Hearing none.
I'm here for GAI. This is James.
Okay. We appreciate your patience with us, but no one has a question, so we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thank you.
You bet. City of Hudson Pavement Management Program, Kimberly Horn.
Yeah, Jake Panner is on the line.
Okay. Any questions concerning that? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mark University Backland, Edward Tucker. Milton Traffic Mobility Study. All right.
So you all notice in your package that a series of PowerPoint presentations for most of those projects. So these are all projects that have gone through the work program, again, our Bible. So these are all projects that IOVA is administering along with our local sponsors and the consultants. So you can see that there's a long list, and we include these in here. For one, so you all know we're actually doing work around here. And then two, so you all can have an opportunity to learn more about the project. We used to have all the consultants give a short presentation in the team, but we're a victim of our own success, quite frankly, because we've got so many projects and we have so many presentations, the meetings are lasting like 2 hours. So what we have done, instead of having a formal presentation in the meeting, is we've asked all of the consultants to send us a PowerPoint presentation. And then we've also created a YouTube channel or YouTube page through IOVA that the consultants will take this same PowerPoint and we'll basically do a little audio video of that PowerPoint. So they'll just, it's kind of a little mini webinar, if you will, a little 5-minute webinar where they'll go through and they'll just sort of give some narration behind the PowerPoint. You can access that through our IOVA website, which is, I know you all have it memorized, but it's IOVAIPC.org. Which you can see on the TV, and it's the very top, the link to YouTube. So Paul, click on that. We're not going to watch a whole video, but just to show you all what it looks like. And we'll click on whatever one is there. I think that's Sandusky Road, or up to Arlington Park. So it comes right up. You all can watch those videos on your own time. It's your own convenience. If anyone, any constituents have questions, send them to our YouTube page, and they can just watch the video for themselves. So that's public. Anybody can watch it at their own convenience, and it's really been an effort on our part to be a little bit more accessible to the community and hopefully make your all's jobs easier if people have questions about these things. And also make the board meeting go by quicker.
Thank you, Chris. Item number 8, the Technical Advisory Committee, tax report, Paul Davis.
Okay, well, we're speeding right along, and that usually doesn't happen with these meetings. Thank you, Chris. But I would like to add to what Chris was saying. All those meetings are available under PowerPoint presentations. The policy committee, or the, not policy committee, the tax committee meeting generally meets the Tuesday before the policy meeting. And these consultants did a full presentation at the policy, at the committee meeting, or tax meeting. So, if there's a specific project that you have additional questions about or would like to see the full presentation, come to the policy or the tax meeting. I mean, we'll have those, generally those consultants are here and explaining their studies during the tax meeting. One of the things that hasn't been addressed yet and that we generally take up and recommend to the full policy board is the amendments to the technical or the TIP. So we do have amendment number 8 to the TIP that's available, and basically some bridge replacements, both in Cabell and Wayne County. You do have this in your packet, and there are some projects. CPA has a couple of projects that they are updating on, and then there's some other things that. Certainly take it at your leisure to take a look at it. The policy committee has recommended these TIP amendments and for the tax amendment. It's Friday, I guess. But the tax committee has recommended to the policy board that we update the TIP and accept Kyle's number 8 amendment. And so we will need a motion to do that, Mr. Chairman.
Call the paper we're looking at in your packet. Resolution 2019-010. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a proper move and second? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor of approve the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The next thing I have is item B under my section is credit system status update. And we did hear from CPA naturally, but Ashland and Ironson also, and sounds like everything is going well. Ridership is up strong. These guys were getting, both Ashland and Ironson are getting some vehicles, which is always very exciting. Michelle, is there anything on behalf of Ashland you'd like to add? Okay. And for TTA, we have some exciting projects too. If you haven't noticed, the bike rack program adjacent to our bus stops are now being installed. And we're really excited about seeing that come to an end. There's one big bike locker at Pullman Square, the intermodal facility. And we're really excited about it. It's been a long time in coming, but we have approximately 50 bus shelters throughout the tri-state, or our side of the tri-state, West Virginia side. And we're putting in and installing 65 bike racks. So it'll be a nice addition for folks that are wanting additional personal last mile mobility. And there's hardly a time now in Huntington that you don't see one of our buses or a bike on the front of it. So it's really exciting thing. And I know the city and some others are working on that, making a full network now in the area, including the Paul Ambrose Trail. So stand by. You'll see some news releases. Things about our bike rack program. Bus ridership, the TTA, are on target. We actually, looking at the number, we're 4% ahead of the previous year. So we're going to be on track for about 920,000 boardings this year. So we're really excited about that for this year. Under C, the 5310 program, round four, is well underway, and it's off the FDA Federal Transit Administration for approval. And so I don't know if Terry or Jennifer would like to add any more about the 5310 program. Okay. That's your tax committee report. Thanks, Paul. Any questions for Paul? Good report. Thank you. Number nine, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet 2020. Strategic Highway Investment Formula for tomorrow. Tom Witt, you want to address this?
Yes. So SHIFT is the process that we're using to develop our new recommended six-year highway plan. And we actually used this process once before. This is the second time that we've developed a six-year plan using this process. And basically, it's just a data-driven approach to selecting projects for inclusion in that plan. And the way that we've got it set up, each of the area development districts, MPOs, and highway district offices get to sponsor projects. And projects that are sponsored, they get analyzed using this data-driven approach. If those projects are on the national highway system and they score highly, they may be selected for statewide funding. Otherwise, they'll get sent back to the MPOs and the ADs for and the district offices for consideration for regional funding. So at this point, we're just reaching out to the ADs, the MPOs, and the district offices and looking for projects that they're interested in pursuing. I know the MPO staff has had discussions with the Boyd and Greenup County officials, and they've selected some projects that they're interested in sponsoring. The deadline for submitting those to us is March the 15th. So we just need to get those submitted so that we can start evaluating them and hopefully select some of those to move forward. And the goal is to have a recommended highway plan by the end of this year. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Okay,
I'm going to kind of piggyback on what Thomas did. Boyd and Greenup Group did meet on February 21st, and inside your packet, there is a listing of projects that they identified, five in Boyd County and five in Greenup County. We were authorized 10 projects to actually sponsor for our region, for Boyd and Greenup County. And so these are the 10 projects that we came up with on the 21st. And so we here today are asking for the policy board to support the Boyd and Greenup County's recommendation for the SHIP sponsorship, and there should be a resolution in your packet for that.
So moved.
Second.
I didn't even read the number off of it. I moved a second that the resolution is being adopted supporting the project for Greenup County. If you're going to discuss, if not all in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. You know, normally in July or August, you have tea time to worry about. Maybe something's going to happen at 1 o'clock for all Thank you all so much. Number 10, State Federal Update, Federal Highway Administration, Chandra.
Hi. For those that don't know me, I'm Chandra Eagle Smith. I'm the planner for the West Virginia Division of Federal Highways. This is Laura, and she's with the Ohio Division. We really have nothing to scare you with today. It's quiet, so. Yeah, thanks for all your work. And yep.
We're glad you're here today. Thank you. Address the airport, Grant.
All right, I'll update you on the elevator project. For those of you who haven't been up to the airport lately, the elevator building itself is complete, and the elevator is operational, but they were working on the finishings on the inside, flooring inside stuff. It's looking really good. And then yesterday, I'll back up a little bit. When we originally started this project, it was just building, and then we decided it really needed some canopy to protect our public from going in and out of the elevator. So we added some canopies to this project, and we set the steel yesterday, and it's moving right along. So we're looking hopefully to be complete around the third week of May. And that project is funded with sub-allocated funds. And that'll be the first project where we have these sub-allocated funds that we'll be able to have a ribbon cutting for. So we are very excited for that. And we'll have at least 5 or 6 people in attendance for that because our staff will be
Well, and while you're there, if the ribbon cutting when it's announced, buy tickets to Destin, Florida. You can now fly to Destin, Florida to travel there. Or just pick another Florida destination. Don't worry about me. While you're there, buy tickets. In Wayne County. Is the DOT, Chris?
We are currently in the development process for our new STIP, and as part of that process, we are required to do some public outreach, public involvement. So we have scheduled a public meeting for April 4th from 4 to 7, and Jimmy, you all just respond. They set up a facility for us, and I think, was it here? I think you said here, right, Celine? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's going to be here. So April 4th, 4 to 7, in this building, we'll have our public meeting on the STIP. And I'll go over a few of our projects here that we have ongoing that are of note. We have the Cologne Interchange project, and we've actually had, I guess, some setbacks. We're not really too sure how much of a setback that's going to be. We're in negotiations with a railroad company involving the tie-in to 60, and then also some environmental justice issues that might be present with that. But it's still, as far as we know, it's still set construction start date of May 2020 or construction season 2020. Hopefully we're still on schedule with that, and those won't cause too much hiccups. The next was I-64 from 29th Street to the Guyandotte Bridge. That does include the bridges. In the TAC, I said it. They took them out. Well, they have put them back in. So good thing we didn't do anything. But we were actually applying for this for infra funding. We heard back from our management. We're going to submit a infra grant, which is a discretionary grant run by the USDOT. This one is specific to freight corridors and freight improvement. So we're applying for this. It's due on Monday, so
That's what I'm doing this weekend. But that project will widen the road, widen I-64 from 4 to 6 lanes for 3.5 miles. So that'll be an awesome improvement to the interstate system between Charleston and Huntington. The next section of I-64 was between Merritts Creek and Huntington Mall Bridges. That's moving right along. It's actually, we've received the RFP, or we put that out January 7th, where the letting date is scheduled for May 14th, and it's supposed to be completed by the end of 2021. So that's going to be another great project. The one that is going to be kind of sketchy is the U.S. 52 project in Wayne County. Evidently, we have run into some Native American remains, so we're not too sure how that's going to impact just yet that project. Outside of that, everything else is doing pretty good.
Native American. Thank you very much. Tell you about DC Central, Thomas Witt.
All right. Well, in addition to Shift, we're also starting to work on our performance targets for safety for 2020. Those just relate to the number of fatalities and serious injuries and the rates of those. I know it's primarily our highway safety people that are handling that. And I know it's kind of hard to relate to those numbers at the statewide level and how they relate to the local area. But if you do have any questions or comments about those, feel free to contact me or our highway safety office. Our Division of Maintenance has been working on an asset management plan, and it's actually pretty much finished. There are a few more things that they need to do, such as identifying areas that are subject to repeated repairs and especially high-risk assets. But basically, that's just a plan for maintaining our pavements and bridges in a state of good repair going forward. So I've actually shared that with the MPO staff. Might have some interesting things in there as far as how we're planning to allocate funds going forward to maintenance projects, which could have implications for fiscal constraint in the area. But like I say, I don't think it's actually available to the public yet, but hopefully it will be soon. I suppose since nobody from District 9 is here, I could go on to the next item. I won't say much about that. Normally, the district provides an update on the projects in Boyd and Greenup counties. And there is a sheet in your packet that includes a summary of the status of those projects. I don't think I need to go through it because I'm not nearly as familiar with these projects as the district is, but the information is there. And if you have questions, feel free to ask me or the district office, and hopefully we'll be able to answer any questions that you have.
Terry?
I wanted to make sure we pointed out that there was a handout
from the District 9. Any questions? Thanks, sir. That is for Boyd and Grand County's report to those, Terry. Good day. Okay. Lawrence County, Patrick.
We got a few of the federal projects that we're working on. We have about 10.5 mile stretch of pavement we're doing on County Roads 15 and 18. That's out for bid at the current time. That's about roughly a $1.3 million project. We have two landslides that are going through federal ER projects. Those are both on County Road 2 at the 0.97-mile mark and the 3.53-mile mark. Those are both out to design right now. We have final plans on the one at the roughly 1 mile mark. So all I have to do is put the bid package together and get that for federal authorization, get that approved. I kind of staggered them on purpose because we don't want to shut the road down in two places because then we're making an island for people. So we'll finish, we'll, once the construction's done on one, then we'll start the other one. We have a County Road 10A, and at the 0.91 mile mark, that's a bridge replacement. That's a little bit different project. We're doing that design build, and it's also a federal state exchange project. So we're actually doing it with less of a process that we need. That's a $1.4 million project. So it's out for bid right now, too. Bid should come in April the 5th, I believe, on that one. But we'll be waiting for those bids to come in. It's a six-week bidding period because it's a design build. Also, the South Point Salda Road interchange, that is nearly complete. All that's left is some punch list items and some cleanup and get that all dressed up and closed out. So we do have a roundabout in our region now. We can't say we don't have one. So, and people are using it. People were interested in it. We've had people, the very first day that it was opened up, we had people from Chapmanville drive up just to drive through it. So, it's a little bit different. And so, you know, we did the heavy lifting there. So if your areas are looking at roundabouts, we've already pretty much broke the ice for you. And it's you will get a little bit of heat until it opens up. And the day it opens up, everything goes radio silent. Everything calms down. So we also, County Road, or not County Road, but US 52 and State Route 243, that's an interchange project that our Transportation Improvement District in Lawrence County had been looking at, and we did a study, do a feasibility study. That feasibility study is complete, and it came back for roundabouts on either side of it. So that would be big because it opens up both the industrial areas for both Coal Grove and Ironton. So, and allows truck traffic. So now that we have the Portsmouth bypass open, you know, we're expecting more truck traffic. We are working on getting funding for that now. We have plans. We have the interchange operation study complete and approved, and all we need now is to sew up the funding. We're working on that right now, and then we can go out for design build.
A lot of good things in that report. And I think some of the goal was some allocated monies helped pay for that roundabout.
Yeah, we're probably going to have some sort of an opening sometime. We don't know yet.
That red pressure's on.
Wait, now,
that's right.
If you look at it, the paint has come off of the surface, but that's because we opened it up on January the 4th, trying to get it opened up. So once the weather breaks, then we'll put a final coat of striping.
And I was telling Dr. Zegas, the mayhem that I predicted did not come about, so that's great.
We're still waiting on the first call.
Is that one of them?
Beforehand, you know, knock on wood, depending on how long it takes, the first, you know, before it was every week that they were getting a call out there.
Calls at all.
I did hear a little late. Possum holler went left on it.
They still go left on it. You'll still have somebody sneak and go left on it. But the thing is, it's a traffic calming installation, so people are going slower through it, so you have the time to readjust yourself if you get in there and stuff silly.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you can only drive about 21 miles an hour through one. So, or
oh,
that design,
I bet. Oh, when you got that Mustang, I bet you can beat
that. Oh, you can do it. This one's on kind of incline, so my Jeep kind of tilts when I get around the other side. So.
Thank you very much. Anything under old business? I mentioned that Brent Brown has been a visitor here in the previous meeting. He said today as a board member, because we did officially appoint him today to the membership of the board representing the heir components in our area. We also have, I know, at least one new board member. Ms. Kelly Savonia is newly elected county commissioner in Cabell County, former House delegate member. And so we welcome you, Kelly. Are there other new ones?
Chad Nelson. I'm the floodplain manager of Cabell County.
Yeah, I recognize you. I said funny name. Chad Nelson, floodplain manager. So we're glad to have you here today. Under new business, Mayor Russell. Your name, sir?
Ron Simpson, Mayor Russell.
Ron Simpson.
Yes.
Well, glad you're here. Under new business, future meeting dates, Friday, April the 26th, Friday, October 4th, and that'll be in Lawrence County. Is that the...
To be determined.
To be determined. To be determined. We're going to do it roundabout. But you get a resolution as you go around.
There you go.
I've been trying to get a statue of Mickey Mouse put in the middle of it. I said, they probably got a bunch of those down in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there no control question today? Is there anything else coming for this group today?
Motion to adjourn, Sergeant.
So
this is a record meeting.